2CH. And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629-2733.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Where in the world are you?
I was going to say you're lucky to find me. I've just caught the car ferry over to Bruny Island, which is south of Hobart, and I'm here visiting the Bruny Island cheese factory. Just walked in the door. The fellow who runs it, Nick Haddo, has been called out on an ambulance call. And in the cheese room to the right is a fellow vacuuming the cheese with a soft vacuum brush.
You're at the end of the earth. You might fall off the bottom of the world down there. Bruny Island.
It doesn't feel like the end of the earth. It's very beautiful here.
It is.
Of course, this is also where they farm all the Atlantic salmon and the ocean trout that we all so enjoy. Sydney.
They also make cheese, do they?
Bruny Island cheese, yes. Nick Haddo set up the larder for Stephanie Alexander originally, her original larder, and now he has his own place here on Bruny Island. Lots of wonderful cheeses, and I was actually just about to go into the cheese room to watch them making them when you called. So he has camemberts and washed rinds and fresh cow's milk cheeses, but he calls them all by different names. He doesn't call them camembert because, of course, the French lay claim to those names. His is called a saint, and then he's got one called 1792, which is a washed rind. Anyway, yes, very interesting. I haven't been inside yet to see how they actually do it.
We hear a lot about King Island cheeses, etc., but does he put them under the brand name of Bruny Island?
Yes, Bruny Island, indeed. And the little icon is two boots. Gumboots, which you actually meant to, you know, wear inside the cheese room. And, of course, they all sport those plastic shower caps. You've got to be very hygienic when you go into a cheese-making area that you don't bring in any bacteria.
Yes, there's a story in the paper today about whether you have to wear your hair in a cap or not when you're in a restaurant, in the cooking area.
Oh, yes, a chef's cap indeed, so that your hair doesn't fall into the food. In fact, that's one of my major criticisms of Nigella Lawson. She's always cooking with all that black hair hanging into the soup pot.
Yes.
So anyway, yes, I'm here to do a story. And Bruny Island cheese has been included on Matthew Evans' series, the Gourmet Farmer series, which has been shown on SBS television. And, he's become quite famous down here because he put that series to air, and he's now got a book out called The Real Food Companion. Matthew used to be the restaurant reviewer for the Sydney Morning Herald, and he was very controversial. I think he was taken to court a number of times over his restaurant reviews.
Uh-huh. Now, yes. I'm wondering what the weather's like there, because the weather down in Tasmania is not always as good as it is up here in Sydney.
Let me tell you, it was a magnificent day yesterday, sunny and warm, and everybody was out, and everyone was really happy. Not so sunny today, but still, it's still very warm here, actually.
Okay. Mm, well, now, what recipe do you have for us?
I have for you a recipe from my new book, the Mini Chef book. It's a very, very simple recipe, and I'm doing it because in my garden at the moment in Sydney, it's just full of nasturtiums. I don't know if you know this, but you can eat both the petals and the leaves from the nasturtium flowers. So I've put this recipe up on my webpage, and you just need a mixture of baby salad leaves from the garden, a lovely mixture of cos and oak leaf and rocket. And you can mix that with the nasturtium leaves, tiny little ones, and the petals from the nasturtium flowers. And I've just made a very simple dressing with light olive oil and white balsamic vinegar.
And that's on your website?
You'll find that on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye.